Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the core principle of life for a Christian. Chapter 3. To abide or remain in Christ, a task taught by God to those who attend to this call. Every Christian who has sincerely tried to live a life of abiding continually in Christ has probably already faced also the enormous difficulty of establishing a discipline to fulfill this task. For when the aspect of remaining in the Lord is approached, this point also opens the range for several other words that carry similar connotations, such as continuity, perseverance, and constancy. To believe in God in some specific or isolated situations is one standard or measure of confidence to be practiced, but persevering in faith or staying continually in a life of trust in the Lord is something that goes far beyond a sporadic practice of faith. Seeking to be in Christ one time or another, when some needs arise, is something very different from remaining in Him continually and regardless of the circumstances. As already seen in the previous chapter, a life of abiding in Christ or continually being in Him also reflects directly on the possibility of a person bearing fruits in accordance with the will of God, for the Lord Jesus Christ stated that for a Christian to come to produce the fruits of the new life that is granted to him or her through the gospel of God, or the so-called Christian life, one needs to remain in the Lord, that is, the Christian needs to persevere or have a continuity in the abiding in Christ. In the subject on the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ, it was explained in more detail about the abiding of a Christian in Christ also from the perspective of the branch that remains in the vine so that the branch receives the life of the vine to produce its fruits from this received life. On the other hand, the absence of remaining in the Lord, as well as the inconstancy of this abiding in the Lord, may cause privations to the life of the Christian. For this type of attitude also causes that an individual, because of the negligence in one's positioning, does not reach the life of fruits and abundance to the extent that it is offered to him or her by the Lord. If a Christian says that he or she wants to live according to the Lord's instruction, but does not remain in the Lord to be instructed by him through fellowship, this Christian utters words and declarations of an intention but, in practice, does not act with attitudes or postures consistent with what has been said. James 1, 5-8. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. At first glance, looking at the text above of the book of James, one may come to understand that the original reason why people do not attain God's wisdom for their lives is doubt. However, if the text is observed in more detail, it may be seen that the origin of the doubt is in the double-minded position and the inconstancy of a person regarding his or her paths. Thus, God restricts the granting of his wisdom to inconstant people, to people who do not persevere, or in other words, who do not continually abide in Christ. It makes no sense for a Christian to want the Christian life, the salvation of God, or to have Christ as Lord, but not to remain in the continuity of fellowship with the Lord to be instructed by Him in how to live the Christian life that one declares to have as a target. In the eyes of God, inconstancy may even come to the point to be compared with stubbornness and rebellion. Psalm 78:8. And may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright, and whose spirit was not faithful to God. In addition, inconstant people are also more easily moved and manipulated by their fellow men, they are more easily induced by others to error, as mentioned in the following text. Ephesians 4, 13-15. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Considering that Christ is the essence for a Christian to live the newness of life granted by the gospel, and that every Christian needs the Lord in everything to live in conformity with God's will, and yet, considering that Christ is all and in all, why then would a Christian cease to aim for continual fellowship with the Lord? Responding, in part, to the previous question, we understand that it should be highlighted here that precisely because abiding in Christ is the means for a Christian to grow in the newness of life in the Lord, that this aspect also becomes such a unique challenge and that suffers such expressive resistance and opposition. Since it is in Christ that a Christian finds the newness of life presented by the gospel, even though one is dwelling in the world that is in a context of darkness, it also becomes more evident the reason why the darkness strives so hard to try to break the fellowship of a Christian with the Lord Jesus Christ, an aspect seen in more detail in the materials on the other gospel and the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Therefore, the circumstances that seek to approach and attack a Christian to turn away his or her eyes from Christ are innumerable. On the other hand, however, they are no more powerful than the grace of the Lord and cannot dominate the one who remains in fellowship with the Lord of the heavenly grace. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hebrews 12, 1-2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Romans 6, 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace. In this way, yet another aspect that we would like to emphasize, in this chapter, is that the Lord does not call Christians to try to achieve the status of remaining in Christ according to their own understanding or merely carnal efforts. The Lord Jesus Christ does not call Christians so that they alone have to fulfill the task of remaining in him. When God calls people to abide in Christ, the Lord also offers all the provisions so that they can achieve this goal, as exemplified in the following text. 1 John 2, 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Once a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God, one receives salvation through him, but also, together with salvation, one receives the anointing of God that teaches him or her in all things so that one can abide in the Lord. And the anointing of God that instructs and assists a person to remain in Christ Jesus is expressed by the presence of the Holy Spirit in the heart of the one who received Jesus Christ as Lord. Aspect this, also taught by the Lord Jesus before he was crucified, resurrected, and raised to heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, as it is shown in the following words. John 14, 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. John 16, 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. The Holy Spirit, constantly remaining in the heart of the one who receives Christ as the Lord, is the provision of God to help the Christian in how to live and walk in God's newness of life, but primarily to teach every Christian in how to remain in Christ and His words. Thus, among many aspects concerning the reasons why many Christians have not remained in Christ, there is undoubtedly also the fact that many of them were not taught or do not know the principle that the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, abides in the heart of Christians precisely to instruct and to sustain them in love so that they may learn to abide in Christ and that they may be strengthened to continue to remain in Christ Jesus. Romans 5, 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. To remain in Christ, and to persevere in abiding in Him, is something that every Christian needs to learn through the shared anointing of the Lord, that is, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in the heart of a Christian to teach him or her in this objective. The circumstances of life, which so closely approach people, are the most diverse and presented in varied ways, which generates a need for individual instruction of the Lord for each Christian so that each one knows how to persevere in remaining in Christ. A need that the Lord offers to supply through the Holy Spirit granted to the heart of everyone who believes and receives Christ in his or her life. Every individual is a distinct person with a differentiated life, and the Holy Spirit thoroughly knows how to lead and teach each person how to remain in Christ in the most different moments of life so that one may be guided with continuity in all truth. It is not through a code of previously established disciplines that a person might achieve continuity in the abiding in Christ. Life is more dynamic than this. One of the reasons why the search for a life of carnal disciplines can never reach the fulfillment of continual remaining in Christ in the most several moments of a Christian's life. The search for a disciplines code or a list of beforehand defined works is a search for a return to the works of the law or the so-called Old Covenant, not a search for a life instructed and strengthened by the Spirit of God, as the following text also teaches. Galatians 3:1-5. O foolish Galatians! Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you: did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? In his position as the anointing of God in the Christians and who is granted to remain with them always, the Holy Spirit knows all things and can teach every Christian, under all circumstances, not to take one's eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as he can teach every son of God to remain in Christ, both in moments of peace and in moments of tribulation. In many situations, it seems that the human being has a strong tendency to move away from God more in times of peace than in times of distress. However, this should not be so, and neither is this the will of God. God desires that His children continually may have peace with Him so that in times of peace and also in times of tribulation in the world they may remain in fellowship with Christ and grow in the faith and the love of the Lord. Romans 5:1-5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. 1 John 2:20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. The fellowship with the Holy Spirit that is made available to each person at the moment when one receives the condition of genuinely becoming a Christian or a son of God, by believing in Christ and receiving Him as Lord in the heart, is the provision and assurance of the teaching or instruction of how a Christian can abide or remain in Christ continually. 1 John 4:13. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. The same Holy Spirit who anointed the Lord Jesus Christ on earth for His mission as the unique Redeemer and taught and sustained Him to remain in the Heavenly Father is also the Spirit that is given by God to abide in every Christian to assist each one of them to remain in Christ, the unique Lord and Shepherd of all those who have faith in Him. 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.